Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Jackie Wilson bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We appreciate it very much. We update it every day. We continue to improve it all the time. More recently added video to the homepage, and we got more of that to come. We're building out a whole video section, a whole video suite on our website. So if you can't wait for that, though, go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame and find all the things that we've done there. With video. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk to you about the difference between customers and users. And I'm going to use Facebook as a way to do that. You know, social media platforms over the last couple of 3 or 4 years have rocked the online world in just a very few years by introducing new community building possibilities for people, regular folks like you and me, and customer connection opportunities for businesses, just like your small business and my small business. These are heady times for social media visionaries who created a wave of viral excitement. This is the realm of entrepreneurs who worship at the throne of possibilities, where mistakes successfully identify what doesn't work, and fun is a best practice. Now, like Gates and Jobs before them, social media entrepreneurs are following the paths of high-growth enterprises by hitching their wagon to Wall Street star through an initial public offering, an IPO, of stock. But in doing so, companies like Facebook enter the world, surely they know this by now, they're entering the world of very sharp pencils. This is the realm of fish-eyed bankers and fickle fund managers who worship at the throne of results. They demand fealty and an audience every 90 days to explain why actual operating numbers, real numbers from the real marketplace, missed, maybe by only 1 cent, what the green eye shade analysts had divined with their theoretical financial models. And faster than you can like a photo on Facebook, it becomes clear that mistakes in this realm come at a high cost. Possibilities are not possible. And fun, it's not a budget. Unlike Microsoft and Apple, which actually create products customers pay for, social media patrons aren't paying customers. They're users. And that's a term I want you to get used to thinking about, users. And the only thing more fickle than a fund manager is an internet user, which is why so many jaundiced eyes are being cast on social media IPOs. If you've been tracking this at all, you know that some people are all giddy about Facebook going public, and some people are, you know, they're a little bit more concerned about it. So we wanted to know what our small business audience thought about Facebook's impending IPO, and we asked this question: as Facebook makes plans to go public, do you think its stock will be a good investment? Here's what you told us. On one end, less than 1 in 10 of our folks said Facebook stock will do well short and long term. They like it completely. While at the other end of the respondents, 16 said, like other social media stocks, Facebook stock will be a loser. The big group, that was in the middle, 75%, allowed that Facebook stock may do well for a year or so, but not long-term. Very interesting, right? That three-fourths of our respondents have already decided that the bloom may not last all that long on a Facebook stock. I don't know if they mean, you know, that they're talking about Facebook as a social media, in the social media genre, or Facebook itself. Such skepticism, though, isn't about social media activity itself, because what individuals and businesses are doing on these platforms is creating communities, and online communities are here to stay. But small business owners, like Wall Street, No, there's a difference in projecting the value of a customer and that of a user. Remember this. One of them pays you money. The other one pays you a visit. So monetizing a user is not the same as monetizing a customer. Now, one of the things that you and I are going to be, that you and I are doing right now in our small businesses, you may not have thought about it, but you have users. You have customers. I know you know you have customers. Remember, they're the ones who pay you the money. The users pay you a visit. But remember this, in my day, back in the old days, a suspect, we had suspects. Suspects were people that we hadn't qualified into prospects. And prospects were people that we hadn't sold enough to become customers. So in the old days, a suspect was a user. But they didn't have anything to use because they didn't have anywhere really to go. I guess they could go shopping around in your store. But today, a user is someone who comes to your website and looks around. A user is someone who says, hey, I went to this website, and I'm not a prospect, but you might be. You might want to know about them. They tell other people about you. A user noodles around on your website for 5 years and doesn't buy from you, and then all of a sudden they do. That's a user. But remember, they were just visiting you until they decided to do business. And so you and I, in our small businesses, we're going to be talking more and more and thinking more and more about the difference between monetizing a user and monetizing a customer. But when you're starting to go public, like Facebook is thinking about, it takes it up to a whole new level. And that's when things get really, really scrutinized. We'll be learning more about that in time as time goes by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.